Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEV, that's BLEAV, to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. Bet Online, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. Today is our college legend video, Terry Hoag, free safety, the University of Georgia. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Mr. Football, Vincent Turner, from the 901 Memphis, Tennessee. Terry Hoag. You know, when you talk about college football and you talk about success stories and you talk about players that they come from a different background or they come from adversity or they come from just against all odds. Terry Hoag probably is one of them players that fit that description. Just something a little bit about him. He was the only Texan on the team when he played at Georgia for his 4 years. The only Texan from Huntsville, Texas. The eyes of Texas, baby. But he was the last player signed in that 1980 class that featured Herschel Walker, Scott Williams, Freddie Gilbert, some outstanding football players that went on and had great careers at Georgia, along with Mr. Hoag. But the one thing when I was doing my research on Terry Hoag is that when he was signed by Georgia, remember, he was the last player signed. At the end of April, and he asked Coach Dooley, Vince Dooley at the time, why did you offer me a scholarship? Well, Coach Dooley said this very plain. I wanted someone who was going to go to class and make an impact. Think about that. Someone who was going to go to school and make an impact and make good grades. Well, when you look at Terry Hoag, 6'4", about 190, 200 pounds. Man, he was special. And the thing about him, he came to Georgia as a freshman, played on the scout team. But this is when you know football players are very special. He didn't come in with a lot of accolades. He didn't come with all this fanfare. But what he did, he came in. He took his position on the scout team. He said, you know, the only way I'm going to get on the field, I got to be a good special teams player. And the way he got the attention of Vince Dooley, he kept blocking kicks in practice. And that's what got him to be the football player and able to get on the field at the University of Georgia in his athletic ability. See, let's be honest. Go back. January the 1st, 1981. Number one Georgia player, Notre Dame. Notre Dame was physically beating Georgia at the line of scrimmage. Going up down the field, Phil Carter was running that rock. First drive, Notre Dame drove down and had a 50-yard field goal kicked by the place kicker, Harry Oliver. They stopped Georgia on the assumed possession, got the ball back, was going down the field again. But everything changed with about 5 minutes in the first quarter. And this really changed the momentum and led Georgia to a 17-10 win over Notre Dame and win the national championship under the guidance of Buck Ballou, Herschel Walker, and that Georgia defense. The play that changed it, the block field goal by Terry Hoag. That changed it for the University of Georgia, and you know the rest is history. But the thing about Terry Hogg, what I liked about him, his skill set. He always took chances. A plus. He was a read and react safety. A plus. Coverage, A plus. Very physical and run support, A plus. The intangibles. He always had a knack for making big plays. Go back to the incredible interception that saved that 83 season against Vanderbilt and a very good quarterback in Kirk Page. And that play he made. And then he was the catalyst on that 83 team that beat Texas in the Cotton Bowl, 10-9. And then he was the leader of that defense at Georgia during this time that produced Jimmy Payne, Freddie Gilbert, Tony Slack, Knox Culpepper, Charlie Dean, Tommy Thurston, and Dale Jones. And then most of all, not only did he perform on the field, but he took care of his business in the classroom. Two-time All-American, academically, All-SEC. But the thing that gets me and makes me proud, academically. All-American 82 on the field, academic in 82, 83. Then the young man, when he was in high school and before he came to Georgia, if he wouldn't have got that scholarship at Georgia, he would have went to Texas as a student and would have took up microbiology and became a doctor. But what he did, he came to Georgia, ended up getting his degree and left that school with a 3.85 in generics and microbiology. Finished fifth in the Heisman Trophy. And voted to the College Football Hall of Fame. But even after that, see, players like this, Terry Hogg, I call him God's child. Walk on to the last player signed in the 80 class, came out of nowhere, blocked a field goal that changed the likes of the national championship game, Georgia and Notre Dame, led Georgia to that national championship. But think about this. After that, he had a 13-year NFL career. Played in 142 games, 578 tackles, 21 interceptions, 12 fumble recoveries, and 7 quarterback sacks. Played for the New Orleans Saints, the Philadelphia Eagles, the Washington Redskins, the San Francisco 49ers, the Houston Oilers, and the Arizona Cardinals. After his career, he's became a very successful business guy, owned a lot of wine vineries out there in the state of California, not far from San Francisco. But he's went quiet off in the sunset. And when you look at him and you study his career, you got to think about all the great safeties that played in college that I put him in the same area with. Tony Casanova at LSU, Bobby Majors at Tennessee, Brad Van Pelt at Michigan State, Roger Worley at Missouri, Jake Scott at Georgia, Dick Anderson at Colorado, Tim Fox at The Ohio State. He's in the category of all them great safeties that came through college football. And when you look at Georgia, when you look at that school that just won a national championship this year, Go Dawgs, I would put them up there. It's the four greatest defensive backs that's played in Georgia football history. From Jake Scott, to Scott Warner, to Champ Bailey, to Terry Hogg. Dawg Nation. You just won a national championship with Stetson Bennett. Another great story. But if you watch this video today, please give respect and kudos to Terry Hogg. He made y'all proud his 4 years at Georgia. And really, he changed y'all fortunes in getting that first natty. And y'all just recently got this last natty this past season. Terry Hogg has a lot of place and love in Georgia football history. So go Dawgs. My final words about Terry Hogg. I think about them. I think about them walking on in Georgia, but I think about this. You know, it's a band out of London, England. Lead singer Robert Plant. And a song by Ocean. They had Led Zeppelin and Robert Plant, Ocean. We've done four already, but now we are steady. Singing in the sunshine, laughing in the rain, hitting on that moonshine, and rocking in the grain. Terry Hogue, when he was at the University of Georgia, he was singing in that sunshine, not only on the football field, but also academically. 385, generics, microbiology, block field goal, 1981 Sugar Bowl, changed the course of the game, Ocean.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you liked the video today, please come and share it. I want to give special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. Enjoy the video. Kudos to Dog Nation. Y'all be blessed.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.